This is the story of the one. As head of maintenance at a concert hall, he knows the show must always go on. That's why he works behind the scenes, ensuring every light is working, the HVAC is humming, and his facility shines. With Grainger's supplies and solutions for every challenge he faces, plus 24/7 customer support, his venue never misses a beat. Call quickgrainger.com or just stop by. Grainger, for the ones who get it done.
When you need mealtime inspiration, it's worth shopping Kroger, where you'll find over 30,000 mouthwatering choices that excite your inner foodie. And no matter what tasty choice you make, you'll enjoy our everyday low prices, plus extra ways to save, like digital coupons worth over $600 each week. You can also save up to $1 off per gallon at the pump with fuel points. More savings and more inspiring flavors make shopping Kroger worth it every time. Kroger, fresh for everyone. Fuel restrictions apply.
Morning Drive with Goodman and Hurdle, presented by Silter Har Mazda. A no-pressure buying experience in Broomfield at Silter Har Mazda. Live from the Sasquatch Casino and Wild Card Casino Sports Desk, here's Eric and Bruce.
Welcome back. Morning Drive. Goodman Hurdle. Watch us. MileEyeSports.com. You can reach us on the Roller Auctions Twitter feed, at Bruce Hurdle, at Eric Goodman tomorrow. There's a vehicles, contractor, and rental yard equipment auction featuring mini electric cars, boats, mowers, expandable house, a forklift, skid steers, tools, and more. Auction is open at RollerAuction.com. Get notifications about upcoming auctions at RollerAuction.com/MHS. Time now for the lead.
The lead, presented by Sasquatch Casino in Blackhawk.
All right. Sometimes I have said that, and we're taking a hard left turn here.
Okay.
But we're in the summer season.
Yeah, right. Okay?
So we can talk pretty much about anything if we choose to, and that's what we are going to do. We were talking about how the NBA All-Star Game needs to do at least one game, international players versus the United States. And what would that look like?
Pain.
I think so.
Pain.
Right.
For the United States. For me, it would be pain. I mean.
And I said to you, I don't think that Jamal Murray would make the rotation of eight. And I don't think he would make the rotation of eight. So let's look at a starting lineup just for fun for the international guys. Mm-hmm. Jokic would start. Giannis would start, and Embiid would start. That's your front line. Okay? And then your backcourt would be Luka and SGA.
Yep.
Now, let's look at guys who would be coming off the bench. Siakam would be coming off the bench.
Yep.
Okay, for sure. Porzingis would be coming off the bench.
Without question.
Rudy Gobert would be on that team, for sure. Anunoby would be on that team. Josh Giddey would be on that team. Capella might be on that team. Bogdanovich would be on that team. Mm-hmm. Murray would be on that team for sure.
That's a very deep, deep, talented roster.
And what I find interesting is I just happened to pull something up from yardbarker.com.
Okay.
And Yardbarker had the best current international players.
Okay.
Do you know that Jamal Murray's not even on their list?
There you go.
What about Wembanyama and Sabonis?
Yeah.
Yeah, we forgot about them. Now, they're not really deep in their backcourt.
No.
It's a lot of forwards and centers.
A lot of size, a lot of length. Yeah, I think that the...
And Wembanyama, by the way, if he needed to, could probably play the two guard. If you had to put him there, but you wouldn't.
Wouldn't,
because he hits threes all over the place.
Yeah, I would think that the world team would be pretty solid favorites in a game like that.
I think so as well.
I mean, I really do. So, but I've been saying this for a long time: foreign basketball is where it's coming. It's, I mean, There will always, the United States will always have the greatest depth of players. The mechanism of basketball in this country, college basketball, the way things get fed, there will always be absolutely incredible, fantastic players coming from the United States. But if you ask me, in a team situation, put them in the exact same dynamics, you get a month to coalesce as a team. It wouldn't even be, I wouldn't even think twice. It would be the foreign team.
The top three scorers in the NBA this year, all international players. By the way, when I used to anchor at CNN, they said never say the word foreign. It's international.
International.
Don't ever say foreign.
Okay.
Okay.
All right.
So you'd have Luka, Giannis, and SGA. They were the top three scorers in the NBA this year.
Mm-hmm.
Now, the American team, Jalen Brunson, Kevin Durant, Devin Booker, Jason Tatum, Steph Curry, Anthony Edwards. I mean, that's a pretty good team, too.
Oh, my gosh,
you,
yes.
You would put LeBron on that team for sure. You'd probably put Anthony Davis on that team. Kawhi Leonard might be on that team.
I mean, you got plenty of guys. I just don't think you'd have as good of guys. That's all.
I think what you have is you have a better overall mix of players. You are more guard heavy with the American team.
You have a deeper pool from which to select, but you don't have the cream at the top that the foreign players have.
International.
International.
Make sure you say international, or else someone's going to come after you. Now, you and I have this conversation as well, which is, you know, if the United States baseball team faced the Venezuelan baseball team, okay, you have to be fair about it and say there are over 300 million people in the United States, right?
Sure.
Versus how many people live in Venezuela. That's very lopsided.
Don't have the faintest idea, but it ain't 300 million.
I'm sure of that.
Right.
With that, if you took the top players from the international team and added up their populations, I still don't think it would add up to 300 million.
May not.
I mean, how many people live in Serbia? How many people live in Greece? Right?
Those would be,
I think that would kind of
they
equal
would be
out.
That would be in the tens of millions, wouldn't it? Not the hundreds of millions.
No.
It'd be in the tens of millions.
Now, if you're talking about Russia, pick one player off of Russia.
Yeah, that's different.
And then you've tilted the scales.
Yeah. Not sure you would. What do you got?
7 million in Serbia.
7 million.
29.8 in Venezuela.
29.8. You're only at 36 with those two.
Right, but we're talking about two different sports
as
well.
Two different sports, right.
Where's SGA from?
Canada?
Canada.
Yeah, and then you throw in Jamal Murray.
SGA's in that Toronto mix, right?
Right.
Yeah.
It's a lot of farmland, a lot of empty space in Canada. Lots of it. Except for, you know.
Not Toronto, but
no.
Or Vancouver.
No, Toronto, in terms of population, if you added that up, they're easily top 10 in terms of population when you look at population of the top cities in the United States. Mm-hmm. I'm guessing it's sixth or seventh overall when it comes to population.
In North America?
Yeah. If I had to guess, you got that, Alex?
It's 2.8 million. I'm just seeing where it stacks up with the rest of
them. Then it'd be down. If it's only 2.8, well, that's 2.8.
You might only be talking about the city itself, yeah. Not the metro area. Right?
Right. That's correct.
So if you're talking about the metro area, it's going to widen out.
Yeah.
For sure.
Greater Toronto.
But I don't know why they haven't taken advantage of the international game, the international players, to do something like this.
Well, because...
Because that's a game that would be a game start to finish. There would not be screw around time.
Because as Charles Barkley has said, the foreigners or the international team, right, would beat them.
They would play that game start to finish. If the Americans want to screw around and do lob passes half court, I'm sure the international players would love to play in a game like that.
Like I said, I would rate the international team as a favorite over the U.S. NBA team.
Right.
I just would. International. That's everybody. When you stop to think of it, that makes actually some sense because you're talking about the whole rest of the world.
Right.
Talking about U.S. taking on the rest of the world. So, but that's where we are. That is not something 20 years ago you could have ever uttered and people would have laughed at you.
Right.
But that's been that. If you look at international basketball, from the Olympics to the World Championships, this has been coming. This has been coming for quite some time now. It really has.
Yep.
So, and here we are. You go into the Olympics this year, and I guess the United States are the favorites, but it wouldn't surprise you right now, even without knowing what other teams are going to have or maybe not have, if the United States didn't win the gold medal. It wouldn't stun you, would it?
No, they should.
No. They should. They still have the best team, but it wouldn't blow me away if a foreign team, international team, won the gold medal. It just isn't that far of a reach.
Right.
So anyway.
Well, in a lot of ways, the international teams, they play together every 4 years.
Mm-hmm.
For the U.S. team, it tends to fluctuate.
Yeah, and they just all get together and start hooping. But the days of just showing up and rolling the ball out are gone.
Oh, yeah.
Gone, and have been for quite some time. They just have been. If you've been paying attention, you know this.
Coming up after the break, ESPN's Kevin Pelton wrote an article titled Most Impressive Champions Since Michael Jordan's Bulls Won 6 in 8 Years. Obviously, the Nuggets are on the list. Where are they on the list? That's next. All right, just tell the DJ to play your favorite tune. Then you know it's okay.
When you need mealtime inspiration, it's worth shopping Kroger, where you'll find over 30,000 mouthwatering choices that excite your inner foodie. And no matter what tasty choice you make, you'll enjoy our everyday low prices, plus extra ways to save, like digital coupons worth over $600 each week. You can also save up to $1 off per gallon at the pump with fuel points. More savings and more inspiring flavors make shopping Kroger worth it every time. Kroger, fresh for everyone. Fuel restrictions apply.
For the ones who know safety isn't a catchphrase, it's a culture. And the ones who help make sure everyone makes it home safe. For the safety-minded who watch everyone's backs, Grainger offers supplies and solutions for every industry, as well as safety assessments and training to keep your facilities safe and your people safer. Call, clickgrainger.com or just stop by. Grainger, for the ones who get it done.
Morning Drive with Goodman and Hurdle, presented by Silter Har Mazda. A no-pressure buying experience in Broomfield at Silter Har Mazda. Find them at sthmazda.com. Live from the Sasquatch Casino and Wildcard Casino Sports Desk, here's Eric and Bruce.
Welcome back. Morning Drive, Goodman, Hurdle. Watch us, MileHighSports.com. You can reach us on the Roller Auctions Twitter feed, at Bruce Hurdle, at Eric Goodman. Tomorrow, there's a vehicle contractor rental yard equipment auction featuring mini electric cars, boats, mowers, an expandable house, and more. Get notifications about upcoming auctions at rollerauction.com/MHS. And don't forget, the auction is open right now at rollerauction.com. In the meantime, it's never too early to start thinking about lunch or dinner, and I would highly recommend you go to the best barbecue spot in town, which I think is also one of the best restaurants in town, Smokin' Dave's Barbecue and Brew. So many different barbecue options, non-barbecue options. Tell me how this sounds. The not-so-teeny wahini, half rack of St. Louis ribs, half a chicken, quarter pound of pulled pork, quarter pound of beef brisket. You get four sides with it, whether it's their mac and cheese that is topped with panko breadcrumbs. There's so many good things. The coleslaw is great. Collard greens are great. You get four small sides, three slices of cornbread. Serves up to 2 to 4 people and only costs $42.
Pretty good.
That is an unbelievable deal. So many great things at Smokin' Dave's Barbecue and Brew. Plus, all their desserts are homemade, including the cobbler, the peach cobbler, which is great. And I think you might also enjoy the bread pudding, which is homemade as well. Smokin' Dave's Barbecue and Brew, you can find them off of 38th and Pecos. Time now for the lead.
The Buzz is presented by High Country Performance 4x4 in Englewood, Colorado's premier one-stop shop for anything and everything 4x4s and trucks. High Country Performance 4x4, building cool shit since 1980. Go to hcp4x4.com.
CBS Sports had an article titled AFC Rookies. Actually, you know what? We're going to skip that. We're going to go to Kevin Pelton's article off of ESPN. Most impressive champions since Michael Jordan's Bulls. So there are 25 teams that are in there. He based that off the regular season and point differential. And then he also based it off the playoffs, which had to do with point differential as well and strength of opponent. The Nuggets said, what he said about the Nuggets was, subjectively, I would have them higher. But when we're using the metric that I'm using, it has to be consistent. He has them 24th, but he does say, I feel they should be higher. The knock against the Nuggets was, the big one was the competition that they played. Mm-hmm. And his argument was three of the teams that they played in the playoffs, not the Nuggets' fault, but they played three teams that were in the play-in tournament.
Yeah.
Which is not unfair to say. Did they play the top teams? No, but those top teams still beat those top teams. Kind of like Dallas, they are the fifth seed right now. They beat Oklahoma City, and they beat Minnesota.
Well, it's always going to be more impressive when you're a fifth seed in a championship because it means that you've climbed the ladder to get there.
Miami was the right? eighth seed.
Yeah, there you go. But they did beat the one seed.
Right.
So, yeah, that starts to get a little murky, but it's all good. My deal with this, very simply, is if you're going to do this, then you got to compare the Nuggets with other teams like the Nuggets, and that would be teams that are one-off champions, right?
Sure.
I mean,
Spurs won 5 times in the Tim Duncan era.
Don't bring that discussion to me. We're not going to have no.
Correct. Lakers won 3 consecutive championships.
Not going to have a
LeBron camp. Won mm-hmm. with 3 different teams.
Right.
Warriors went to the finals 6 times, winning 4 times. Yep.
Can't have comps with those types of teams because they were dynastic. Not Cleveland, but I mean, you get my point, right?
Mm-hmm.
So, okay, we get that. I will listen to comparisons. It's kind of fun fodder.
Yep.
Just to have, to throw out there. And
it is sports talk radio.
Yeah.
That's what we do.
Yeah. And it's fine for this. Nothing takes away from a championship. It's good to be in the annals of these kinds of conversations because it means you did something to get there.
So just for fun, the Celtics were a one-off.
Mm-hmm.
Ranked number 8. But that is Garnett, Pierce, and Allen. Do I think the Nuggets beat that team? Probably not.
Probably not.
No.
Though I'm tired of Paul Pierce, man.
Yeah, I am too.
Can you get off the Celtics' coattails?
Yeah. Toronto Raptors. 18-19 season. I think the Nuggets probably win that series.
Yeah.
As dominant as Kawhi Leonard was.
Yep.
And Siakam was an up-and-coming player.
Up-and-coming player. No question about it.
But do I think the Nuggets would have won that series? I do.
Mm-hmm.
The Pistons, I'm not so sure they win that series.
Depends on what kind of rules they played by.
No, you're thinking of the Pistons now, back in 88-89.
I know. I'm thinking about Ben Wallace and the way that, I mean, those guys played a very, not like the Bad Boys, but that was a very physical still brand of basketball.
It was.
Very physical brand of basketball.
But they had a pretty outstanding starting 5, too. and it was balanced.
Yeah.
Ben Wallace, Rip Hamilton. You had Rasheed Wallace.
Good team.
You had Chauncey Billups.
Awfully good team.
That was a great starting five.
It no question about it.
And I believe you have at least two Hall of Famers with Chauncey and Ben Wallace.
Mm-hmm.
I don't know if Rasheed Wallace has made the Hall of Fame.
No. Then you've got the best comp would be arguing the Bucks championship.
Nuggets are better.
Which still has elements of that championship team.
Yep.
I like the Nuggets better.
Middleton's a really good player.
Yeah.
Okay.
Yeah.
Giannis was right? awesome that year.
Yeah. So, but I mean, yeah, but it's kind of a fun thing to kind of engage with more than anything, it's just fun to think about that team in Denver a year ago that won a championship. It's just fun to think about it.
I mean, looking at now, they were pretty solid. You had Giannis, Middleton, who averaged 24 points a game mm-hmm. in the playoffs.
Yeah, he was fantastic.
Yeah, Drew Holiday, who, by right. the way, was pretty good last night.
Yep.
Okay. That's a pretty solid starting three. And Brooke Lopez has always been a more than pretty good defensive player.
Yeah.
Okay. And Bobby Portis.
You don't win championships without good players.
But they really went four deep, and I'm including their starting lineup.
Mm-hmm.
I think the Nuggets were a deeper team.
Yeah. That would have been a very entertaining series. Take that team right off the take both teams right off the floor at the heights of their power.
Yep.
And put it in a 7-game series. That'd be a tough one to pick. But I do think the Nuggets were a deeper team. Deeper team? Yeah.
When you look at the last three champions in Denver, Broncos, 2015. Avalanche a couple years ago, Nuggets last year, rank them.
I thought that the Avs were the most impressive team from A to Z of the three champions.
No one was going to stop them.
No, they got going in that postseason, and it was just
get
out of their way.
It didn't matter who they played.
Yeah, I agree.
And they didn't have great goaltending. They had good goaltending mm-hmm. at times.
Yeah.
They didn't have great goaltending. But their offense was so unbelievable. Their defense was stout. They cleared the puck so quickly out of their zone. That was the best team, I think, by far. Now, if you're looking at one unit.
Oh, it's...
Then it's the Broncos defense.
Defense, right.
Right.
Sure. That's kind of fun to mix and match, just to kind of do that, because you're right. I think that the Broncos would be the third team in that, but they have probably the best unit.
I'll give you one. Name, in order, the most dominant player on all those championship teams. Vaughn, Jokic, or Makar, who won the MVP award, the Conn Smythe. Who is the best?
Oh, my God. Well, it's pretty hard to deny the beginning of the game in the Super Bowl.
Yes.
And, I mean, that is...
He wrecked the game.
That is iconic stuff
right
there
but remember,
from Von Miller.
Remember, it's only one game.
No, you're right. But, I mean, you talk about indelible.
I agree.
That is, you will always remember Von Miller wrecking that game
early
at the beginning of the game. And they being Carolina, and they could not get up. They just couldn't get up off the mat.
Right.
And that's because of what Von Miller did early.
But then you had Jokic nearly averaging a triple-double.
It
through the entire postseason.
You are absolutely right. And it's the difference between a best of seven. It's the difference between a stepping stone of best of seven series as opposed to one game. But in American NFL, in the NFL, if you have an iconic moment that will never be forgotten, it kind of trumps things, doesn't it? It's the NFL. It's the Super Bowl. That's with all due respect to the NBA championship.
Von Miller had 5 sacks in 3 games.
I mean, dude, every single game he just showed up. And not only showed up, beat the living blank out of you.
Right.
He's never been better.
Oh, see, here's the thing. What's more impressive? Scoring 3 goals in a game or what Von Miller did in that Super Bowl?
Considering the time and the place, it's where Von Miller was in the Super Bowl.
But here's the thing. It's only one game.
I hear you. And I still will roll that out.
And I would say Von Miller as well.
I think so. But thank God we have those. I mean, think about it. And we've talked about this so much. We had Von Miller at his absolute high point. We've had Peyton Manning. You know, that offense, the first couple of years that he came back here, historic. We've had Nathan MacKinnon at the peak of his powers,
mm-hmm.
and Nikola Jokic at the peak of his.
By the way, Von Miller had 2.5 sacks in the Super Bowl and 2.5 sacks in the AFC Championship game.
Game wrecker.
And an interception in that AFC Championship game,
that's exactly
too.
Right.
Right.
Just an absolute game wrecker. And on the two biggest stages in American sport, an AFC Championship game and the Super Bowl. To me, that's the end of the conversation. It's a mic drop.
Coming up after the break, did Caitlin Clark get screwed? That's next.
You want me off your back? Well, come on and let me know. Should I stay or should I go?
When you need mealtime inspiration, it's worth shopping Kroger, where you'll find over 30,000 mouthwatering choices that excite your inner foodie. And no matter what tasty choice you make, you'll enjoy our everyday low prices, plus extra ways to save, like digital coupons worth over $600 each week. You can also save up to $1 off per gallon at the pump with fuel points. More savings and more inspiring flavors make shopping Kroger worth it every time. Kroger, fresh for everyone. Fuel restrictions apply.
This is the story of the one. As a maintenance engineer, he hears things differently. To the untrained ear, everything on his shop floor might sound fine, but he can hear gears grinding or a belt slipping. So he steps in to fix the problem at hand before it gets out of hand. And he knows Granger's got the right product he needs to get the job done, which is music to his ears. Call, click Granger.com, or just stop by. Granger, for the ones who get it done.
Morning Drive with Goodman and Hurdle, presented by Silterhar Mazda. A no-pressure buying experience in Broomfield at Silterhar Mazda. Find them at sthmazda.com. Live from the Sasquatch Casino and Wildcard Casino Sports Desk, here's Eric and Bruce.
Welcome back. Morning Drive, Goodman, Hurdle. Watch us, MileHighSports.com. You can reach us, Roller Auctions Twitter feed, at Bruce Hurdle, at Eric Goodman. Tomorrow, there's a vehicles, contractor, and rental yard equipment auction, featuring many electric cars, boats, mowers, an expandable house, forklifts, skid steers, tools, and more. Auction is open at rollerauction.com. Get notifications about upcoming auctions at rollerauction.com/MHS. Time now for What's Trending.
What's Trending? Presented by Silterhar Mazda. Get to Silterhar in Broomfield for a no-pressure buying experience at Silterhar Mazda, or find them at sthmazda.com.
Did Caitlin Clark get screwed by not being named to the U.S. Women's Olympic basketball team?
No, because she would have to think she got screwed, and I don't think she does. She's cooled out. I mean, she's just not going to worry about it. She understands what she brings to the table. She has the leverage. She has the power. The WNBA is, for whatever reason, having some problems getting their hands around all of this, which to me is stunning, absolutely stunning. But that's an argument for a different day. But I don't think that she's going to lose any sleep over it. I just don't. I think that she knows her time will come, and good for her to continue to diffuse every situation that comes up, from players bumping her, taking shots at her, from all of the crap that the WNBA, and I'm not talking about the league in particular, but some of the players in it, continue to put in her way. She just will. I just think it's in her nature to be able to, she can navigate it.
I understand that there are steps on a ladder that you need to climb.
Sure.
To get there.
We get that.
But the truth is, if you're looking to build the WNBA brand, mm-hmm. okay, and I understand yeah. the Olympic team is different, mm-hmm. but if you're looking to build the brand, like it or not, WNBA players who'd be upset if she was on the team, it's the best thing for the sport, which makes you more money. And let's be honest, for you, and it should be, that's what it's all about.
Well, it is
growing about the game.
It is about the WNBA. All 12 players on that team are in the WNBA.
Right.
So it is about the WNBA.
Right. It's the best for the game.
Yes.
And it's not as if Caitlin Clark's having a bad year. I think she's second in assists.
Turns it over too much, but yes, she's having a good year.
Right.
Yep. No question about it.
And I think she's leading the league in, what, three-point percentage or three-point scoring? Or it's not like she's some crap player.
No.
The argument will be for Caitlin Clark, well, Christian Laettner made the dream team.
Okay.
Christian Laettner barely played.
Yeah, Christian Laettner was not a factor. But
you know what?
That was USA Basketball trying to maintain some connection to the history of amateurism.
Now, let's say she did make the team. Do you think she would be treated like the dream team treated Christian Laettner?
Yeah, probably.
Which was
to some degree
an outsider.
Yeah.
The only reason you got on the team is because you played college basketball.
Well, the biggest star on the team would be Caitlin Clark. The biggest star on the dream team was not
Christian Laettner.
Yeah. Not even close. Christian Laettner was, even though he was one of the biggest college names, he wasn't an afterthought, but he checked the box for what USA Basketball wanted to do.
If you said to the commissioner of the WNBA, what's more important, winning gold or growing the sport and getting more exposure, what do you think she would say? What do you
think? Well, I don't know. Caitlin Clark's not playing, so I'm not sure what she'd say.
Well, okay.
My guess would be that exposure isn't as important to her, apparently.
If you polled people in the WNBA, what should be more important, growing the game or winning gold? And oh, by the way, the U.S. women have won 4 gold in a row.
And they're going to win this one, too.
That's right.
Right. So
I don't think she threatens that if you take one player off the team, them winning the gold.
No, I don't think it threatens that at all. I could see, and it doesn't have to be, but Diana Taurasi at 41, trying to win her 4th straight gold medal, is a great story. Diana Taurasi has been one of the great players in the WNBA.
That most people outside of women's basketball have never heard of. Or watched her play 1 minute in the WNBA.
Yeah, that's probably true. Yeah.
Right.
Probably you remember her more from college basketball.
That's right.
Yeah. I mean, Sabrina Ionescu is probably known better for the 3-point shoot-off she had with Steph Curry.
That's right.
Right? Wouldn't you think?
Mm-hmm.
Even though she's a hellacious player.
As we've talked about when it comes to business, I always think long-term over short-term.
Mm-hmm.
It's long-term, it's much better. If she is on that team, you give her 7-8 minutes a game, let her play. It's not like she's going to be overmatched, because she's not going to be.
Let her be the phenomena ahead of the Olympics when they go to Paris and they are... Let her be that star. Let her be that star, not just for her, But for women's basketball.
You know what would be the ultimate FU from Caitlin Clark? Not that she's like this, but she's got a pretty healthy ego, I am sure. I'm guessing she's disappointed. She's saying all the right things. I don't know her well enough to
I wouldn't know.
You know, it'd be a really smart thing to do if I'm her. Fly to Paris, sit front row for all those games, and cheer on the women's team. That would be brilliant PR.
Yeah, I'm pretty sure she'll have something better to do.
No, you're missing my point.
I know.
I'm sure she does have something.
I know what your point is. I know that she has played a full season of college basketball, gotten to the national championship game. There's a part of her that's probably thinking, this will be okay to fly under the radar.
But you know what the
minute.
Funny thing is? I bet they don't even want her there because all the attention would be on her instead of the players.
That's why she's not on the team.
Right. They don't want her to have any more limelight. She's had enough. What do we have coming up on Just In Case You Missed That?
Scottie Scheffler won another golf tournament. We'll dive into the run he is on. And this former Pro Bowl tight end has decided to hang it up. That's next on Morning Drive on Mile High Sports.
When you need mealtime inspiration, it's worth shopping Kroger, where you'll find over 30,000 mouthwatering choices that excite your inner foodie. And no matter what tasty choice you make, you'll enjoy our everyday low prices, plus extra ways to save, like digital coupons worth over $600 each week. You can also save up to $1 off per gallon at the pump with fuel points. More savings and more inspiring flavors make shopping Kroger worth it every time. Kroger, fresh for everyone. Fuel restrictions apply.
This is the story of the one. As a maintenance engineer, he hears things differently. To the untrained ear, everything on his shop floor might sound fine, but he can hear gears grinding or a belt slipping. So he steps in to fix the problem at hand before it gets out of hand. And he knows Granger's got the right product he needs to get the job done, which is music to his ears. Call, click Granger.com, or just stop by. Granger, for the ones who get it done.
Morning Drive with Goodman and Hurdle, presented by Silter Har Mazda. A no-pressure buying experience in Broomfield at Silter Har Mazda. Find them at sthmazda.com. Live from the Sasquatch Casino and Wildcard Casino Sports Desk, here's Eric and Bruce.
Welcome back. Morning Drive, Goodman Hurdle. Watch us, MileHighSports.com. You can reach us on the Roller Auctions Twitter feed, at Bruce Hurdle, at Eric Goodman. Tomorrow, there's a vehicles, contractor, and rental yard equipment auction featuring mini electric cars, boats, mowers, an expandable house, a forklift, skid steers, tools, and more. Auction is open at rollerauction.com. Get notifications about upcoming auctions at rollerauction.com/MHS. In the meantime, if you own a truck or a 4x4 or something that you are looking to make super cool, highly recommend you go to High Country Performance 4x4. You can find them in Englewood. With that, I want to bring in the owner, my good friend Brady. Good morning. How are you, my man?
I'm good, Eric. How you doing?
Doing great. So we are officially into camping season, hiking season, off-roading season. What are the types of things that people can do to their ride?
Well, Eric, that's funny you asked that, because when you asked what we want to talk about, I couldn't really think of anything. And then I thought, you know, this is the time, man, and it's big family time. So, you know, the outdoors and, you know, with the kids and the family, it's a way to everybody bond and get together. And what we can do is we can get your vehicle where you want it to be so you're safe with the family, have fun with your friends, you know, go out there and explore the outdoors. So we'll take it from stock to, you know, as far back in the woods as you want to go.
Give me a couple examples of things that you're really proud of that you have done to take something really good to great.
Oh, man, it's every day we see it. What we're excited about is making a vehicle that the manufacturers spend billions of dollars engineering, and believe it or not, making them better, not only on the road, but off road. My truck, for example, is a 19 F-250, and it's miserable to drive daily without weight if you're not towing, but the way we have it set up, we can drive it well on the street. It kicks butt off road. You know, we just got done doing a 47 CJ2A. It's fully streetable. The guy uses it to go to the lake and back, you know, with his family, haul the surfboards. So just, I mean, anything, man, you dream it, we'll build it for you, Eric.
Did I see a picture on your website, HCP4x4.com, where you actually built a tent on top of a truck or a 4x4?
Oh, we don't have to build them. We just strap them on. And strap on is a, it's, I guess, a relative term. But, yeah, we're an iCamper dealer, one of the few in the Front Range. We can get some other things, too. But it's a great ability, so you don't have to pack the tent in and out. It's already on top of it. I'm sure everybody sees them rolling around, you know, the metro area. My opinion, the iCampers are the best. But, yeah, we just bolt them on. They pop up, you know, anywhere from like a twin to a king-size bed. 1 minute deploy, 2 minutes down. And that way you're not on the ground with the coyotes and, you know, the other critters and stuff, and super comfortable.
Raccoons can't climb that high?
No, don't put anything past a raccoon.
Yeah. Those are the trash pandas you got to watch out for. They might know how to go up the ladder.
So you have the best parts out there. Let's say you have a DIYer and they walk into your retail shop. What kind of things are they going to be able to get if they want to do it themselves?
Knowledge, experience, and access to the best parts.
My man. How do people find you?
You got on the socials at HCP4X4.com. The website's at HCP4X4, and then the website's HCP4X4.com. Or come see the showroom down in Inglewood, man.
Brady, my man, thanks. Have a great day.
Yeah, thanks, Eric.
See you, pal. Time now for the final word.
The final word. Are you ready? Presented by Sasquatch Casino in Blackhawk. Just in case you missed it.
Alrighty, guys. Scotty Scheffler won another golf tournament, winning the Memorial for his fifth PGA Tour title of the year. But this victory was a little different, as Scheffler only made one birdie in his final round, closing with the 2-over-74, his highest round in 2 years. Highest final round in 2 years. He was one shot better than Colin Morikawa, and tournament host Jack Nicklaus called Scheffler a survivor. What did you think about Scheffler winning yet another tournament?
Well, I mean, only six players were in the red yesterday in the final round. So he won it in an unconventional way, but that's all this dude does is win. I mean, he's won five now. He's been top 10 in 11 straight events. He's the clear favorite going to Pinehurst number two next week, or this week rather, for the U.S. Open. And if he hadn't had... Who knows what might have happened if he hadn't had the traffic stop in Louisville, right? I don't know. The guy's unbelievable.
Who has had more competitive contemporaries, Scottie Scheffler or Tiger Woods?
Competitive?
Meaning guys who you go into a major and you're thinking, okay, Mickelson can win this one. Sergio can win this one and knock off Tiger Woods. I'm asking because when you look back at Jack Nicklaus, I think he finished second in a major something like 18 times.
Yeah.
Okay.
Yeah.
Tiger Woods, it was seven times. With that, you had Hall of Famers of the likes of a Tom Watson, of a Gary Player.
Yeah.
Did Tiger, for as great as Tiger was, did he truly have top-end contemporaries like Jack Nicklaus did? When you look at Scottie Scheffler, do you look at a Brooks Koepka, Jordan Spieth, and say these are truly competitive contemporaries for Scottie Scheffler? Or let's take it another direction. If Scottie Scheffler was playing like this when Tiger played, would Tiger have won as many majors?
Probably not. I think he still would have won his fair share. But... I don't know. I think all three of those guys have kind of become... Jack was certainly... was the guy in his orbit. He's the greatest golfer that's ever played, for goodness sakes. Who can argue that? Tiger was... I don't want to say light years ahead, but I mean, he was pretty far ahead of the curve at his...
Okay.
Right?
I'll spin it another direction.
I don't know. Scheffler's... in that same realm.
I'll spin it another direction using boxing as my analogy.
Okay.
Mike Tyson dominated the heavyweight division. Dominated.
Right.
For many, many years. Like Tiger Woods dominated. Or as Tiger Woods more like Larry Holmes, he was a longtime heavyweight champ, but never really had a lot of competition.
No, I think Tiger Woods is probably the second best golfer to ever play.
But is he more? But he didn't have the same contemporaries as, say, a Muhammad Ali, with Foreman and Frazier, like Nicholas had those contemporaries. So is he more like Larry Holmes, who was great for a long time but never had a ton of competition, or is he more like Mike Tyson, who blew away the field?
I think he had competition. He just was so much better. I mean, they had to change golf courses because of Tiger Woods. Right. They had to change the layout of golf courses because the dude made them obsolete.
But nobody kept up with him. So then you're saying he's more like Mike Tyson, but we would agree he probably didn't have the same type of guys like Nicholas had, which was Gary Player and Lee Trevino and Tom Watson.
Okay. I mean, I guess I would listen to that. Yeah. I don't know. Nicholas, to me, is number one all time. Tiger Woods is number two all time. Then you get into...
But are you just basing it on majors?
Well, I mean, it's a pretty good place to start.
Nicholas didn't dominate. I mean, when Tiger Woods showed up, you probably thought I had no chance. I don't think they felt that way with Nicholas, because there was so much more competition, you can make the case, back then.
Okay.
Make the case. Because a lot of guys won a lot of majors in the Nicholas era.
Mm-hmm.
Not a lot of guys won a lot of majors when Tiger was playing. It was him.
What'd Phil win? Five?
That's not a ton.
No.
And right. He won one of them when he was over the age of 40.
Yeah.
Or 50. 50. Sergio didn't win a ton of majors.
Sergio's only won one.
Right. How many guys won majors consistently in the Tiger Woods era? Very few. But in the Nicholas era, you had a bunch of guys winning 5, 6, 7 or more during the Nicholas era.
Yeah. Which makes him even better.
That is going to do it for us. Guys, great job. Gordon, Alex, same with you, Bruce. I'll try and do better tomorrow. Make the best possible day you can.
This is the story of the one. As head of maintenance at a concert hall, he knows the show must always go on. That's why he works behind the scenes, ensuring every light is working, the HVAC is humming, and his facility shines. With Grainger's supplies and solutions for every challenge he faces, plus 24/7 customer support, his venue never misses a beat. Call quickgrainger.com or just stop by. Grainger, for the ones who get it done.
When you need mealtime inspiration, it's worth shopping Kroger, where you'll find over 30,000 mouthwatering choices that excite your inner foodie. And no matter what tasty choice you make, you'll enjoy our everyday low prices, plus extra ways to save, like digital coupons worth over $600 each week. You can also save up to $1 off per gallon at the pump with fuel points. More savings and more inspiring flavors make shopping Kroger worth it every time. Kroger, fresh for everyone. Fuel restrictions apply.